Congressman Chris Collins, Erie County Legislator Lynn Dixon, and Hamburg Town Supervisor Stephen Walters got a tour of VFW Post 1419. Helping to lead the tour was Post Vice Commander Russ DeVizo.
Vietnam veterans we are. There's a whole bunch of us.
During a news conference, the veteran oftentimes held back emotion while speaking.
When we went to war, we didn't know why we were there. We came back, we weren't appreciated. We decided about 20 years ago, after we decided to tackle our stresses, as we got together, finally, that in order to change the country's face, in order to make a difference to veterans, we had to educate.
And so the Post is pursuing construction of a museum on their grounds to educate young people about the sacrifices of veterans. Collins' proposed revamp act would give Posts a chance to bid competitively for up to $200,000 in federal grant money for capital projects.
And when we go back to, you know, the service that our veterans have provided, I think it's a very small step with not new money, but allowing VFWs to apply for existing monies that are there in the community block development grant world.
Keeping up the facilities is just one of two challenges VFW Posts face. The other is new membership. DeVizo admitted many younger veterans coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan may first think about their families and jobs, but the older veterans want the younger counterparts to know the doors are open. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.